That was a good win. That was a good win. I don't know what it is about when we play them, but that's always something interesting in the game. You know, at some stage, you know, either they make a run or they try to get separation or, you know, we get a little stagnant or something like that. But, you know, it's always fun to play against them because, as I said, you know, before the game started, they're such a smart team and they just got, you know, such a high basketball IQ and, you know, they really won't beat themselves and they just kind of hang around and plug away until they make a run. But I was really happy. I thought we did a great job of just kind of hanging in there and I thought we won the game with our defense, really. I thought we came up with big stops when we had to and we went down and scored and that took some of the pressure off our offense. I did not think, nor did any of the other guys on the staff, think that it was going to be a 20-25 point game. It just doesn't happen with those guys. And we know that they would make a run. And to me, the most important thing was that we were able to hang in there and then we build the lead back up by coming up with stops and running down, getting some easy baskets. Obviously, I thought Goran was terrific. He shot the ball well, but he played really good defense. You know, I thought he was real solid defensively. So shooting the ball well was a big plus, but I just thought he did a really good job for us defensively. And, you know, I thought Amari did a good job on Tim. I mean, Tim is who he is, and if you're going to guard him with one guy like we decided to do after they made some threes, then he's going to get baskets. And you just got to try to limit him as much as you can. But I thought Amari did a really good job on him and came up with a big steal, the steal where Goran went down and made a layup. So it's a real good win against a real, real solid team. And I know you look at their record right now and you go to 12-10, but you know, you check back with me in April and see where they are. You know, it won't be two games over 500, I can guarantee you that.
You talked a little bit about the aggressiveness of Amari early in the game, both on the boards and going to the
bench. Well, he just did a good job, and you know, he's played well against this team over his career too. And you know, I just thought that he really tried to be aggressive, especially on the board. I thought he did a good job on the boards. And, you know, any time that we can out-rebound that team from an offensive standpoint, you know, we had 16 offensive rebounds against them, which is big, huge for us. And any time that we can do that and, you know, stay close in the second-chance department, you know, second-chance point department, we usually play pretty well against them. I think the pace of the game, you know, we said it's just going to be really important to make it an open game and keep the pace of the game up. We got a little stagnant there in the third quarter. I don't think you can play half-court offense against these guys. They're just, you know, they're just too smart. I mean, they're just too crafty and too smart, and, you know, they're always in the right place defensively. So what you have to do is that you have to get them on the move, where they're making decisions on the move and not making decisions in a half-court situation. And I think when we do that against this team, you know, we've had some success. But they're a very, very smart team. They're intelligent. And if you get in a half-court situation with them, they're always where they should be rotation-wise. They're always where they should be, you know, as far as weak side help. They're always where they should be as far as jumping out on screens. So it makes it really tough, you know, to execute against them. So we just tried to keep the game in the open floor.
It looked at the point where they made their run in the middle of the third quarter, when they began the fourth quarter, you guys offensively seemed to be a little tentative, like maybe you're looking for a whistle and maybe getting out of your rhythm and out of your tempo. Did you see that case?
No, I don't know if it was that so much as that we just, you know, we tried to do a couple of things that we got ourselves in trouble. You know, we've done a good job of just keeping the floor open and moving the basketball. And we got a little bold with some of the things that we tried to do, and I think that got us in a little trouble. But then when we came back and spread the floor again, and then started to move the basketball and put them back in movement where they had to move laterally and try to catch up, then I think that was much better. We were much better off in that situation. I don't think it so much was the tentative shot selection. I just thought we kind of created our own problems a little bit. Yeah, I don't think we've ever lacked for confidence. You know, I thought we went to Denver thinking that we could win that game and play great there. You know, we've just had a tough schedule against really good teams and just had not been able to quite get over the hump against them. But, you know, I think we're a confident team. I think we feel like in this building we can, you know, we can beat anyone, and I think that's the way you have to feel at home. And I think we feel like we can compete on the road. We just hadn't quite got over the hump there. I'm going with 40 now. Okay. I'm changing it to 40. All right. No, I think we're pretty solid defensively in what we're doing. I think we're a good offensive team, but we have to have an open floor game. We can't, you know, get into half court situations where we're walking it up. And you know, I think we still struggle a little bit rebounding wise. But on some nights, you know, like tonight, we're able to. Athletically be able to compete with them, not size-wise. And they're not a huge team. They really aren't. You know, Tim is Tim. But, you know, everyone else is, you know, they're about our size. So we feel like we can compete on the boards with them in that situation. And when we do, we're pretty good. You know, I mean, we still lack size as far as rebounding and things like that. But, you know, I think we're a gritty team. You know, I think we'll – you know, compete and play hard, and it doesn't always work out for us. But the thing about this team is that we've had some tough losses. But these guys, you know, I think they have resolve, and they'll bounce back, and they'll play hard, you know, in practice the next day and in games the next day. And I think that's all you can ask for them. As a coach, that's all I ask for. And, you know, after the Denver game, I was disappointed in the loss. But, you know, for us to go up there and compete like that after arriving in town at 4 in the morning, I think that's all you can ask of your guys. No, we're not ready to say that yet. I mean, I just think that we compete, and you know, we feel like we can play against the majority of the teams in the league and be competitive. I still say when we get shot, you know, we push the ball and we get in the open court, and we get them in rotation in the open court where they can't lock in defensively, then I think we move the basketball, and we're a very unselfish team. We can find open guys, and it's just a matter of jumping up and shooting it.